Blog Talk Radio.
What up, what up, what up? I just want to say what's up, everybody.
Right now, I'm
Texas Tech University. This is where you say, get more with score. Tailgate party live with Mr. Caden. You got Ashley, man. We have to go way back. Back to Kane.
Yes, Raising Kane, yeah.
Yeah, raise the cans. You know where they make chicken at. So anyway.
Yeah.
So, what's up, Caden? You doing
all right,
bro?
Man, I am on Texas Tech campus, getting ready for another game. I'm doing great.
All righty, man. That's what I'm saying, man. And just let me say this, man. Dave and I, please respectfully, we're online sports broadcasting radio stations, and I just want to say this was a school assignment that turned into a business.
Love it.
And all I can say with that, man, is God is good. So today we're actually out here because Texas Tech is playing Louisiana Tech. Right now Texas Tech is what, 1-1?
Oh.
They lost to Arizona State last week.
Yeah, they did.
They let somebody score. One person scored 8 touchdowns on them. But me being part of the 2018, I came here in 2005, up until 2008. But I came in as running back, so as I transferred to defense was a little shaky, but I can say, man, we had some people drafted on the defensive side. Darnell McGrath. There's a few more other people. Where's John Henley? He went to Atlanta Falcons for a while. And then also, Richard Jones got picked up from the Canadian League. Shout out to Richard Jones. He's at Father's Room, he's out with his wife.
So what we're here today, we're here to talk about a little bit of second.
Actually, Brandon Carter brought this up on my other show. He said football originated back in the day. There's only been 2 people ever to score 8 touchdowns in a game.
Yeah.
And one happened last Saturday. So that being said, no.
No, you never scored 8 touchdowns in a game. Okay, all right.
I have scored 5 in a game before.
Okay.
I scored 5 in a game, all rushing touchdowns, but I think I also had 5 fumbles.
Yeah.
So that
cancels out. So now, I've before.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Dad. On Madden.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah.
Rolling Madden.
Were you playing on beginner?
I was.
Okay. Okay.
Hand
okay.
Off and go around the corner, and you know whatever.
But usually a Madden, you could just play. Use one play. Either you run in a counter, or you could. Run a flag route.
Yeah.
Every time.
And that was
every
it.
Time,
that's all
it.
I needed.
Yeah, man,
I love
that's
it. Cool. I love
we got Texas Tech, man. They getting ready to play Louisiana Tech.
Yeah.
I've never been to Louisiana in my life, but I can only imagine if they went out to a restaurant down there in Lubbock. I don't know what they'd be upset about.
Yeah, they might be. A little disappointed that it's not as good. Yeah.
Yeah, man, but it's all good, man.
All right, so you're talking about the scores, though. Going back to the scores from earlier today. Yeah. Number two, Florida State getting it handed to them. By number 10, Louisiana. Louisville,
63-20. Ooh, wee! How did that make you feel?
Man, I don't know. I mean, these, I don't think the standings should come out for, like, the first 5 weeks. Let the teams, like, hash it out. Let's see who's good. Because obviously Florida State, not number
16. I agree.
You know?
Yeah, I agree, man. But you got to realize, Louisville has this quarterback that's good.
Yeah, unstoppable?
Yeah, I will say that after watching today's game.
Yeah.
Only because I was like, because Florida State has a running back that's just hurt, number 4. He's just, the first two couple weeks, dude was just. Just out there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And just on Sports Center, they were saying they're not up. What's his name? He was on the Heisman.
Right.
But it's like, man, Louisville's not going to be able to stop the running back. But this is why you play the game.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Just because this, you might be good on paper, but when you step in between the white lines,
man, you're right. Now,
now
I will say,
someone who is good on paper and between the lines. It was boys playing amongst men.
Yeah.
It's almost like when you're playing with your uncle. I remember one time playing with my uncle basketball, and I thought I had. He was going to his right, And I'm cutting him off, He made an adjustment. I've been great players, too. And now he stopped shooting with his right. He shot up with his left. How many people you know can shoot? Boom, boom, boom. Shout out to my Uncle Paul. Word on the street, he was better than Barry Sanders growing up, like in college, but he was so good. This dude went to college 2 weeks and quit. Because he found out
Oh.
I just say he was homesick.
Yeah.
Hold this guy. So I don't even know how many touchdowns he scored, but it wasn't eight.
Wasn't eight. was not eight.
You know, so you playing D1 and you see his D2
team? Yeah.
Are you trying to say that college coach is better than ours? Or their defense?
I don't know.
It's better than ours.
I don't know. I don't
like
know.
I said, that's why you play the game.
That's true. That's true. We do have some bad news coming from the defensive side. I just heard this earlier today, actually. I haven't heard it yet. Madison, our cornerback, is not on the team anymore.
I have not heard that.
Yeah. He is one of the veteran corners. One of the places we actually need real a lot of help. And it looks like he is no longer on the team.
Oh, wow. That being said, somebody
got to step it up. But, you know, one of the problems, and this is something that seems like we talk about this all the time, is tag defense is whatever. Not good. But it also seems like we're always starting over. We always have a young defense. How is that? How do you have a young defense year after year when you have kids that are supposed to be getting older? So it's a problem that we have, and I don't know what the solution is, but I will tell you, as a Texas Tech fan who buys season tickets that are not cheap, I would like to see something change.
Man, you know, you want to know what? Conversation been coming around here in Greater Land. I'm talking about Lubbock, Texas. I think we all want to see something change.
Yeah.
But you want to know what? Change doesn't come until you humble yourself.
Yeah.
Once you humble yourself and understand, when you look in the mirror, you be like, okay, I need to do better.
Yeah.
I need to be better. But there is a difference whenever you tell yourself you got to be better and you believe it. A lot of people can tell other people, yeah, I need to do better, bro.
And then you're not like,
yeah, and then you do nothing. It's almost like when you're doing the summer workout, spring workout,
yeah.
And you're telling everybody on the outside, yeah, man, just bench press 235. No, you probably don't need it anymore. No, but can you do it consistently?
Right.
You know what I mean? But that's just the best, that's the beauty and best part about playing football and playing sports in general. And if y'all can see the food, if y'all see the food in front of us, we got some hamburgers. We're going to be talking to the guy right over there here in a minute who prepared the food. But we're going to get to that here in a minute. So Kaden, as being a fan of the game, what would you like to change? Is it just the defense?
No. There's actually a couple things I'd like to change. I'm an offensive guy.
You used to play quarterback in high school.
Played quarterback in high school. So I'm all about scoring touchdowns. Make it rain touchdowns. Right. But when you score so bad and your defense is constantly on the field, they're going to get tired. And in the fourth quarter, they're not going to be able to stop anybody because they're so tired. I don't care how talented you are. If you're exhausted, you're not going to do anything. And so I would actually like to see Cliff put the brakes a little bit on the offense as far as run more plays. Let's not try to score in three plays.
What is that?
He actually did his radio show on Thursday, and they asked him if he'd like to slow down the offense. And he said no. Not going to do that.
What do you think that is? You think that's an ego thing? Or you think he's just trying to live up to the Mike Leacher?
I don't know. That's all he's ever known. Then he coaches someone like Johnny Manziel, who does that. And I think that's all he knows. But if you're going to be a head coach and you're going to do anything in this conference or in college football, you've got to be smart enough. Obviously, I'm not a coach, so he can tell me to shut up or whatever. But it seems like you would want to fix this stuff because if your defense is constantly tired, what good is that going to do?
Especially when I don't have that much depth.
Right. Seriously.
And it's just almost, you can look at it as a marriage.
Almost, man.
Okay, you have this awesome husband who likes to do these awesome things. But if you don't listen to your wife here and there, how good is your marriage?
Right.
Something has to get. So which means, man, I have a great running back. They have a great offensive line. Just Stockton. Probably one of these, if not the fastest guys on the team.
Right.
Big muscled up guy. I remember in media day, man. He's fit, man. I'm just like, dang, bro. I was a running back, but I was not that big, but not that fast. You know, it was me. I remember coming into the season. Cliff was there.
They're going to give him the ball 25 times.
You got one of the best running backs to lead that sack with DeAndre Washington.
Right.
Who's doing superb at the Oakland Raiders right now. You know what I'm saying? It's just shocking is they're not, he's not too far behind that right. That's what I would like to see. It's not, you're not even putting his foot on the brakes a little bit. All you're doing is just getting the defense unbalanced. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and run it a few times.
Yeah.
And then do that play straight, throw it over the top. You got a great quarterback. You got a great offensive team. But as a being a family, you got to understand where your strengths and where your weaknesses are. You're only as strong as your weakest link.
Yeah.
I'm not saying defensively that's the weakest link because I played defense here and I was also on the special team. But as I'm growing as a man and as a businessman, you got to understand that that's what makes you a leader.
Right.
And you got to pretty much pick your poison.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
Yeah, I agree with you totally, 100%. I would just like to see Cliff really own this and say, hey, I'm going to help my defense now. I know we all know you're an offensive guy. We know you threw the ball 1,000 times.
We know that.
And what else do you have to prove?
We know. We love you here.
Help your defense. Because, again, going back, if you score three plays, then the defense is on the field. How many plays do they on the field?
And never mind, and that's not to say it is. Most majority of people that play defense play special teams.
Right. Yeah, I agree. So you're constantly tired. What good is that?
Yeah. And it's been like, and I know we brought in a new strength coach this year. The whole mentality is different here. And it's great. You can see how, like, special teams at home. Put on another way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He's getting ready for the next level. You know what I mean? So with that being said, man, it's like why you play the game.
Yeah.
You can bring in all the people you want to, bring in wrestlers and get them to say we got swag and this and that, but at the end of the day, we're here to do a job.
Right.
And it's our head coach's job to come out and make sure, okay, this guy's good at this. This guy's good at this. You know, that's one thing that Mike Leach didn't do at all. It's like, because I came in as a running back.
Right.
Me and Mike Leach had a great relationship. Once I moved to defense, I barely even saw him anymore.
Wow.
And that's one of the things a lot of people on the outside don't really know. But Coach Lee just made his video just had over 1,000 shares of him talking about Washington State. The only thing he didn't mention is because the one thing he would always say to us, you guys worry about the girlfriend and all this.
Yeah, he did
say that. Trust me, you got the family here. Trust me, they'll love you a little more if you want. You know, one of my former teammates from Harding, his name is Darren Newsom. He was like, he tagged me in the video, like, boy, Mike Leach is going off. And I said, nah, Mike Leach got off. Because I remember one time, you know, Mike Leach called a sports monkey that one time.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm so sorry. But that was Mike Leach. We knew what we had, and he knew what Mike Leach didn't do. He didn't really focus on defense until that 2008 season, and that's probably the best season that we had.
Yeah.
And Mike Leach, I feel like, humbled himself, and he paid attention to the defensive players that we had. And that's why we went so far. You know, so shout out to Mike Leach.
And he's actually winning right now, 49-6. So.
Who they playing?
Idaho.
That's where he's from, I think. No, he's from North Dakota.
I want to know how many teams have ever won a championship with a terrible defense.
That's actually a great question.
But the answer is probably zero. Because, again, Mahomes can throw 100 touchdowns. We're going to give up 101 touchdowns.
And in fact, Mahomes won Big 12 of the week last week? Offensively?
Yeah. Good for him. We lost the game. I mean, because what matters at this point? Do we want to win him a Heisman or do we want a Big 12 championship?
Exactly. And, you know, especially I know with minority players, when we mess up as minority players, because this is where we get the stigma. Like, for NFL coaches, because sometimes a player, we can, like, I can score 5 touchdowns, 300 rushing yards, and lose the game. And this is how we're portrayed sometimes. We're like, oh, well, I got mine.
Right.
And now I think nowadays athletes are starting to change. and people are not even looking that way nowadays.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, is overall, how are we doing number one? That's what I love about Patrick Mahomes. You do not want that you heard him say that, well, I've done this.
Right.
I've done that. And that's what I think I've learned about the whole Texas Tech team and how I believe you're out there. Because I project them going to see it.
Right.
And I still think,
well,
we're only going to lose one.
Right, we can't go undefeated now. Right, that prediction's gone. We're done with that one. You can't go undefeated.
I think we're only going to lose one game when we lost it now.
We already got
it. No,
but
that's just to be me being a former player, not looking at it from a fan standpoint.
I think we're going to go 7-5.
That's a fan standpoint
because I'm telling you, I thought I was along the lines with you. I was like, undefeated, maybe one loss. You know what I'm saying? Something's up on you. We're a better team this year. Then I saw last week how we could not stop a nosebleed because we were tired. I saw Patrick Mahomes trying to make too much happen, throwing two interceptions or something like that. Just it was awful. If Oklahoma comes to play like Arizona State, they were going to lose. If Texas plays like they're going to lose, we can't handle it out.
Oh, and that's a great perspective that you make. Because Preston is a former player. You can put it like this. Some people can look at their relationship on the outside, look at this, like, that's not going to work.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But when you're in it, you're going to be like, no, I know I can make a change. I know I can make this happen. So that's what I'm saying. Inside the locker room, we may, like, and I think I still have that in me.
Right, probably.
Like, I still believe in us. It's like, if the player can come to himself, gives himself clarification, okay, we're going to be 7-5.
Yeah.
We're going to lose it.
Right. I agree. No, and I agree. And I expect the players to have a little bit more confidence than I do. But I'm telling you, like, if we can't continue to not tackle, we're not going to win very many games.
Because that's the object of the game. You got to try the other team.
Right.
You got to tackle. You got to tackle.
But I'll just go back to the point I said earlier. If our defense is rested every time they go out there, there's a better chance that they're going to make tackles and make stops.
Right.
They're just so tired all the time. It drives me nuts. I don't know. And that's coming from a guy who I love, man. I want to score 100 points. Let's do it.
And you also haven't played defense in how many years?
Yeah. You become a quarterback, and they're like, oh, I can't do anything else. Come on, man. I want to hit somebody.
So we're playing Louisiana Tech.
Yeah.
What's your score projection?
I don't know. I really don't. My little brother, big football guy.
Your little big brother.
My little big brother.
You met him. Yeah.
In fact, I want to have him on the show sometime when he's in town. Because he can give you a really good breakdown. He asked me the other day, what does the score need to be this week for me to feel better? And I said, I don't really care about the score. I want to see the defense make stops, tackles, and turnovers. That's what I need to see because that's what I'm afraid of. Yes, our offense is great. We have great offensive players. Nobody in this country could deny that. I want to see our corners make plays. I want to see our safeties hit DB pools. I want to see sacks, and I want to see, you know. Right. I want to see these guys do something that they did not do at all last week. If we have like five turnovers, I'll be happy.
Okay.
Because then it's like, okay, we stepped up, we're doing what we're supposed to be doing.
Different.
Yes. Yeah. We're seeing the same thing year after year after year.
Yeah. And Did you see that? They gave up 20 points in the last
in the fourth quarter.
And I saw somebody, Chris Curry, he's actually a former Texas Tech player who played for the University of Miami.
Yeah.
He said, oh, he's coming to Templeville, giving us 20 points in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. Because let's be honest, you were running back.
Yes.
And if you were playing for anybody but Texas Tech, wouldn't you be licking your chops going, dude, we're playing Texas Tech. I'm fixing to run 500 yards.
Yeah, I'm listening to DMX all game.
You know?
Yeah.
And that has to be in the other team's head. They were playing Tech. They allow someone to have eight touchdowns. I'm going to give you eight touchdowns today.
That's actually a great point. Because I saw the demeanor of number 7 from Arizona State.
Yeah.
his demeanor was not the same demeanor as it was when he was here in Raiderland. I mean, whenever he was playing against the boys from Raiderland.
Right.
Because his demeanor was not. It's like it was almost like he was playing the game without listening to his hype music for
right.
the game. You know what I'm saying? Either that or his girlfriend broke up with him.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm trying to say. But let's go ahead and get into these burgers, bro.
I like it.
Like, and we're gonna go ahead and get the guy who made these burgers over here so we can talk to him. And actually, he's gonna play for that baseball team.
Yeah, like fall ball or something.
Yeah, we're gonna get into that. But yeah, that's true. Y'all want to see me this burger?
Oh! Wait.
Oh, my bad.
Did you pray? Did you pray before you made that?
I prayed before the show.
I love it. Is it good?
Yeah. Not smoky. I'm getting ready for whenever I do my Food Network show.
Oh, I didn't know that was a plan for you.
Yeah. I just want to travel the world and say food.
I think there's a show already called. Isn't there a show on that already?
Yeah, I'm sure it's still going to be a show, but I'm going to be the next one on.
All right, well
yeah, man.
You eat on that. Let me give a couple of scores real quick while we go get the new guy. Ole Miss, 24, Alabama 17, as we're running to the end of the first half. Ole Miss has beat Alabama 2 years in a row at home. This could be three, and that's crazy. At halftime, Colorado leading Michigan leading Colorado 24-21. They had to come back. That wasn't as close as it was earlier. Oklahoma State getting ready to go to halftime, leading Pitt 31-24. South Carolina 17-6 over East Carolina as they're getting ready to go to halftime as well. Lots of good football going on. TCU taking care of Iowa State 41-20 today. Number 15, Tennessee, take care of Ohio 28-19. So lots of good football going on, like we mentioned earlier. Louisville taking care of business against number 2, Florida State, 63-20. Wow. Lots of good football going on right now. All right. And now we have the chef hanging out. What's going on, man?
You know, just hanging out with the kids, trying to support the team, and having a good time out here.
Yeah.
Going off work, so I figured, man, I like it.
We got out of here. It was just a few people at the tailgate. And we're hanging out. That's the party over there.
This is the party. So anybody wants to come out.
Come on out. Awesome.
This is Texas Tech at its finest.
I love it. You're exactly right. Go ahead and introduce yourself to everybody.
My name is Marquez. I'm from New Mexico. Firefighter. And my son plays baseball with the club team down here. So that's the reason we've got this show.
Love it.
We enjoy being part of it.
Absolutely. All right, so we're talking about the Tech game tonight, obviously. That's why we're all here.
As a fan, how are you feeling about tonight's game? Well, you know, our offense is amazing. So, you know, with that alone, I think we're going to be just fine. Our defense is getting better and better, so I think we're
going to
be all right.
Are we going to give up eight rushing touchdowns?
No.
Okay, all right. I hope not.
No. You have confidence on your team. So
absolutely.
We're going to be all right.
Do you have a score prediction for us?
You know, I'm going to say it's going to be
I love it. If the Tech defense can jump them out to zero, I will feel a lot better about the season than I am going into the game.
Well, it could happen.
It could.
And I'm confident.
I love it.
Our team's getting better every week. Yeah, I think we're
going to
be all right.
I love it. Look at this, man. I'm in a pool fan.
Oh, no, we need more fans and we need more support. You know, don't give up on the team. You know, yeah, we may give up on over just a little bit. But we'll always come back. Love it so much.
All right. Before we let you go, can you tell us what all did you make for us here, man? That's delicious.
These are chicken poppers. My wife and my son made these. And homemade brownies. traditional cheeseburgers, homemade salsa with grilled jalapenos. The guacamole is actually
good. He didn't like it that much. Yeah, it was good eat. So, you know, I think all the kids are happy.
Yeah.
We had a great time. So, belly's kind of fudgy right now. You got a
protein
up for the game.
You're exactly right.
You gotta have a lot of energy.
Cause you're
gonna
burn all those calories
from
eating
yellow. Right, right.
Man.
Now, we didn't bring you tortillas today, so I don't know what
to do. I love it. Man, well, this is great. This is thank you so much for breaking the food. Obviously, you didn't have to do that. So thank you.
Well, you're welcome, man. Anybody's welcome over here. So we enjoy doing that for the kids.
Oh, this is great. Awesome. Thank you so much for your time, man.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right, man. Yeah, we'll be right back over there, man, because as soon as I get to finish my plate, I'm going to get enough.
Nice.
Alrighty, man.
He has way more confidence than I do. I love it. That's right. That's what we need as fans. We need to be able to back up no matter what. And that's the truth. I don't care how upset I get or how upset anybody else gets. This is our team. We got to back the team.
I agree. Yeah, we're live out here ready for another Texas. Get more floor with floor. My position?
Yeah.
Texas Tech versus Louisiana Tech?
Yeah.
I don't know if we're going to get the goose egg, but I think it's going to be 42-10.
Red is pulling it
off. And you know why they're going to score 10?
Why?
Because they're going to be tired. You play the numbers. Their offense is going to be on the field three times as long as we are. By the average, they got to score a touchdown or something.
You know, I just got my eyes on this stuffed chicken. I don't know what it is with me and chicken. Yeah, it's because I'm black. I didn't want to say that.
I'll say that when we're not on the radio. I'll say it while we're on. You're my boy, man.
You want to know what's funny, man? I think, you know, my wife is the half Mexican. I think the first time I had too much hot sauce, she brought me some salsa. We need that Louisiana, baby.
Oh, man.
Well, all right, man. I just want to say thank you guys for tuning on in. The Score Radio. This is Kane right over here. Kane, man, me and him met up at Kane's on the same. Like, what's
it,
4?
Yeah. Yeah.
4 years ago.
Yeah.
And, man, that's when I knew the radio station threw away my application.
Yeah.
Because they had me fill out another one. Like, I already did. Oh, man. But you want to know what? Everything happens for a reason. As long as you stay positive. Positive things happen to positive people. Don't let the naysayers and the dream killers kill your dream.
Right.
Because if they could talk you out of your dream, it wasn't your dream.
Exactly.
You were just trying to do something to hope somebody look up to you. You know what I'm saying? And if you got to put the business out there, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. 9 times out of 10, you ain't doing squat.
You're exactly right.
You know what I'm saying?
The biggest threat you'll have in life is not chasing your dreams. Giving up too fast.
There it is.
OL, you got a little tough time? OL.
Yeah.
Hammer through it, baby. You'll enjoy it even more.
I know, man. In the Bible, man, you know, Satan looks. I can give you this. You know what I'm saying? But it looks good. It's almost like slow motion beats no motion.
Right.
Yeah. Yes, we all want it all. Yes, we want it quick. Right now we're in a microwave generation.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you just gotta keep putting one foot in front of one foot. And if something seems too good to be true, it usually is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Jesus was offered everything that he could ever want. He said no. He was brutally murdered. Then he was raised. Now he's on his throne, baby. Now he's got the throne. Satan's like, you can have all this stuff. And Jesus is like, that's my footstool now, baby.
Yeah.
So earth is my footstool because I'm on this kingdom, baby. That's right. Good things are always ahead. Don't give up.
Don't give up, baby. Positive, have a positive people. My name is PDP. This is Caden. I just want to say thank you for tuning in. The game time starts right here in Lubbock, Texas at 6 p.m. If you can't, if you're not here at the game, it's going to be on FSN.
Yeah.
FSN. So, hey.
Hey, special thanks to our videographer. Dude, she's hot.
You know what?
What?
Me being a respectful man that I am. See, that's his wife back there. It's almost like when Spino don't tell him that your girl is like, hey, you like her?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, man, I love them.
Yeah.
And he's like, girl,
how you going to set me up like that, man?
So, anyway, special thanks to my wife. That was good.
Yeah. Oh, all right, man. I want to say, do what you love and love what you do. Life is about making your dreams come true. With that being said, peace.